下面我们一起来学习海德堡教理问答第63问。我来问问题，请弟兄姐妹和我一起来念答案。我们的善行既然算不了什么，上帝为何要在今生和来世加以奖赏呢？回答：奖赏并不是由善行赚取的，乃是出于上帝的恩典。感谢赞美主。下面把时间交给阿特牧师，他今天正道的题目是双重警告，假教师及其动机。
Good morning.
早，弟兄姊妹早。
It's been almost a month since I last preached here at the CM Worship Service.
从我上次在这儿讲道到现在已经有一个月了。
And it's good to be back to be with you all.
我很高兴能够再次回来，能够见大家。
And before we begin, I do want to ask for your continuing silent prayer as I preach through this sermon.
在我开始之前，我请大家能够继续。安静地在心里面为我今天的讲道祷告。
I've been suffering from some muscle spasm in the back, and I've been having problems standing.
因为我们牧师他这个腰这个背后面有一些肌肉的痉挛，他站起来是很比较吃力。
So, I really appreciate you praying for me continually. We consider this a spiritual battle that the weakness of our body, the corruption of sin, is affecting us to come to have fellowship with God's word.
所以，请大家我们牧师祷告，就认为这个是一个属灵的征战，就是我们身体的软弱，还有我们罪的败坏。
And before we come to God's word, let's pray one more time. Let's pray together.
让我们来到神的话语之前，让我们能够继续来祷告。
Lord, before your infallible word, may your Holy Spirit come and inspire our lives with your fire and light.
主要在你在你无谬的话语之前，就求你自己的灵来到我们心中，点燃我们心给我们的光，也点燃我们心中的那把火。
Anoint us with your abundant gifts and blessing of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior.
也求你能够将耶稣基督我们救主这样的丰富的恩典和丰富的恩赐能够赐给我们。
And we ask that you grant your servant your strength to preach your truth.
我们也求你赐给你自己的仆人，赐给他力量，也赐给他能够让他来讲解真理。
Speak to us through your timeless word today.
通过你今天就是绵绵不倦的话语，能够向我们心中讲话。
In Christ's name we pray.
奉基督的名祷告。
Amen. Please open your Bible to First Timothy chapter 6.
我们打开哥林多前书第六章
Chapter 6 verses 3 to 10
三到十节
I will ask Tony to please read for us from 3 to 10
我现在带大家一起读一下若有人传异教不服从我们主耶稣基督纯正的话与那合乎敬虔的道理他是自高自大一无所知专好问难争辩言辞从此就生出嫉妒纷争毁谤妄疑并那坏了心术失丧真理之人的争竞他们以敬虔为得力的门路然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大力了因为我们没有带什么到世上来也不能带什么去只要有衣有食就当知足但那些想要发财的人就陷在迷惑落在网罗和许多无知有害的私欲里叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中贪财是万恶之根有人贪恋钱财就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透
了。Thank you. So we have come to the final last part of Paul's teaching in First Timothy.
那我们在我们来到了这个保罗在提摩太前书这个教导的最后的一部分。
After giving instructions to Timothy, the young pastor, and the church on conducting proper Christian ministry, with various aspects and also with different people.
那这个我们知道，在前面保罗已经向这个年轻的提摩太，还有教会的其他的一些领袖讲解如何这个是管理教会这样的一个事情。
Paul now returns to his primary concern for the believers in the church of Ephesus.
那他现在就是保罗现在就是谈到他对以弗所教会的这些信徒们他的主要的担心。
And that concerns is about the false teachers and the teaching.
这个就是。 他的担心主要就是聚集在就是教会里面如果有假教师，他们这个讲的这个假道。
Paul has started this letter with that focus in chapter 1.
保罗实际上在第一章的时候他已经聚焦在他们这个误用神律法上面这样的一个过错。
He pointed out exactly, he pointed out his misusing, their misusing and mishandling of God's law.
对，在第一章里面他就讲到这些人错误的运用神的律法。
But now in these verses, Paul kind of caps back, but this time he zeroes in on their motivation.
那在刚才我们读的这些经节里面，就是保罗就是又聚焦在他们这些人很多人这样讲的他们的动机上面。
Just so you know, you can see the symmetry of the beauty of the book of Timothy that it started with the problem of false prophets, and then now Paul comes back to the false prophets.
那你在看到这个提摩太前书的时候，你就看到作者写的时候，他很美的这种对称的这种原则。开始的时候提到就是错误的使用这个律法，后面他又提到这个假教师。
And in regarding their motivation, these false prophets' motivation, they are profit motivated as they are chosen to serve money, mammon, rather than God.
那在这个里面，你就能看到这些假教师讲这些假道，他们的动机就是因为他自己选择了崇拜马门，而不是要来崇拜神。
From a research that I read from a Christian magazine.
那我从一本这个基督教的一个研究的杂志上面读过这样一段。
It says that the Bible contains more than 500 references to prayer.
他说这个圣经里面关于祷告这个词提到过超过500次。
And the word faith is explicitly mentioned 500 times.
那关于信心这个词就是明确的提过就是有500多次。
Although you can argue the entire Bible is about faith.
但你也可以说这个其实整本圣经都是关于信心的。
But there are more than 2,000 references to money and possessions in the Bible.
但在圣经里面就是提到金钱还有你的财务的时候就是超过2000次。
Out of the 30 plus parables that Jesus told in the Gospels,
那在这个在福音书里面耶稣这个讲过就超过30个这样的比喻。
More than half, 16 deal with how we handle money.
那这30里面有16个这个比喻都是跟我们如何处理金钱有关的。
Jesus says more about money and possessions than about heaven and hell combined.
那耶稣其实讲论关于金钱的这个篇幅比他讲论关于这个天堂和地狱的还多。
It is almost one out of every 10 verses in the Gospels that deals with money and possessions.
那在福音书里面几乎每十节可能就有一节跟这个金钱和你的财产有关。
Clearly, God sees and knows that money is an extremely important topic that we must learn about.
那我们知道，那从这个数字就可以看出来，就是神其实他知道金钱是一个非常重要的一个话题。
And the way we handle our money is perhaps the truest indicator of our spiritual condition of our heart.
那我们如何这个对待金钱，就真实的反映我们心里面属灵的光景。
The love of money as a powerful motivation can drive us to do unimaginable things.
那你喜欢金钱，其实也会给你很多的动机，能够让你去做一些难以想象的事情。
It can drive us to do things that go against not only God's law, but even violate our own conscience.
那有的时候，这个金钱能够驱动你，不只是就是做一些违反神律法的事情。甚至就是直接违反你自己良心的事情。
And this is what we see here with these false teachers in Ephesus.
那我们就能看出来，这是在以弗所的一些假教师就是这样做的。
And this is what Paul here warns against.
那也是保罗在这里面警告大家的。
So I want to give you 2 points today.
那我今天想跟大家分享两点。
We will look at the characteristics of these false teachers first.
我们首先来看一下假教师的一些特质。
And this serves as a stern warning for the church to be alert and look out for them.
那这个就是想能够通过分享它的特质，能够对教会有一个非常严正的警惕。
And the second point is that we will look at the root motivation of these false teachers.
那第二个，我们就来看一下假教师的就是根本的他的动机是什么。
And this is a warning to not only false teachers, but more importantly, so to everyone, all of us in the church.
那这一点不仅仅是对假教师的警告，更是对教会众弟兄姊妹的警告。
And so first, the characteristics of false teachers.
那我们首先来看一下假教师的一些特质。
We will look at three aspects from verses 3-5.
那我们通过三到五节能够看出有三点。
The first thing we'll look at is what they teach.
第一点我们看的就是要看他们是在教导什么，在第三节里面。
And the second is what they are like in the first part of verse 4.
然后在第四节的开始那部分能够看出这些假教师是什么样的人。
And the third part is the effects that they have on themselves and also on others. That is in the end of verse 4 to verse 5.
那在第四节的后半部分和第五节能够看出来这个假教师他们对他人以及自身产生了什么样的影响。
So first, what they teach, Paul says, is a different doctrine.
那我们先来看。在第三节里面这假教师讲的根据保罗讲的根据保罗的话其实就是他们是一些那种另外的一套就是完全不同的另外的一套他们的教义教
if you've been paying attention, this is not the first time that Paul writes about the different doctrines in this letter.
那这个里面你能够看出来这是不是保罗第一次说这个传异教用这样的一个词。
A different doctrine here is actually one Greek word that he actually used in chapter 1 verse 3 already.
对这个异教这个其实它本来是一个词一个字在第一节里面第一章第三节里面保罗也提过。
He used this word exactly to describe what the false teachers are teaching.
他就用这样的一个字来这个描述到底假教师他是在讲什么
A different doctrine means every and any teaching of the Christian faith that don't agree to the sound instruction of our Lord Jesus Christ and his teaching.
那这里面这个异教或者是这个不正统的这个教不同的这个教义的意思就是任何不符合我们耶稣基督讲的纯正的话和那个合乎敬虔的道理这样的一个信仰的教导。
That's how Paul describes it here. Paul uses the title here, interestingly, of Jesus. He says, the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't just say, the Lord Jesus.
那在这里面，保罗在指我们主耶稣的时候，他不只是说主耶稣，他是说主耶稣基督。
Because he wants to affirm the Christ-focusedness of our faith.
因为他想强调关于这个耶稣对我们的这个信仰是以基督为中心的这样一个意思。
He is one to focus that Jesus is the Christ. He is the Messiah, the Anointed One.
他强调的就是耶稣基督，他就是那个就是基督，就是弥赛亚，就是受膏者。
He wants to point out that Jesus is all of Scripture is the one that all of Scripture doesn't matter Old Testament or New Testament bear witness before him about him.
他想讲的就是这位就是圣经无论是旧约还是新约所有的经节都为他做见证的这样一位主耶稣基督。
The different maker of our faith, of our Christian faith, compared to all other religions or teachings, is always going to be who Jesus is and what he has done.
那我们的信仰和任何其他的这个宗教或者教导相比，它的本质的区别就在于他对基督到底是谁。到底成就了什么？这样一个是有一个核心的区别。
It's not hard, but it's also is not easy.
这一点呢，那你看出它的区别也并不难，但是也不容易。
By the way, I also want to point out a reminder here.
另外我想指出，在这儿我还想提醒大家一点。
How we come to see Christ in all of Scripture also matters.
我们如何在这个整本圣经里面来看待基督，同样至关重要。
If we just superficially and just point out Christ everywhere in the Bible, that's problematic.
那如果我们只是在圣经里面就是断章取义来看基督的话，会有很大的问题。
Because that would make our faith look not credible.
会让我们的信仰就是看起来就是缺乏这个缺乏说服力。
Our faith would seem shallow because of that.
会让我们的信仰也看起来的非常的浅薄。
The sound instructions of our Lord Jesus are healthy and wholesome words that brings genuine spiritual growth.
那耶稣基督纯正的话语是有益的，而且是对我们的属灵是有健康的这样的言语。
It promotes gospel living lifestyle.
能够帮助我们能够产生一种就是敬虔的这样的一种属灵这样的一种生活。
And gospel living lifestyle is what godliness is all about.
这种就是 以福音为主的这种生活的方式，其实是我们这个敬虔的这个全部的意义。
It is true faith that springs forth good works.
那真实的信心才能够产生出好的行为。
Then we have the second thing that the false teachers about the, what these false teachers are like.
那第二点，我们来讲看一下这个这些假教师是什么样的人。
They're described in verse four in the beginning part of verse four.
在第四节的开始就描述了。
Mainly two characteristics.
主要是核心，他们有两个特征。
First, they are puffed up with conceit. Again, this is one Greek word, puffed up with conceit. One Greek word.
对，第一个是他们自高自大，在这个希腊语中，这其实是个单字。
According to one commentator, it may be translated as a swollen head. They are swollen-headed. Swollen-headed.
如果按照有的那个解经家的话，就是这些人，头脑发达，好像头肿胀一样。
Exactly. They are arrogant and vain.
然后他们就是非常的傲慢啊，非常的这个虚荣。
Again, back to chapter 1, verse 4, Paul says that they want to be known as teachers of the law, but they don't know what they are talking about. That is, they have no understanding, even though they speak so confidently.
就像在第一章第七节里面，保罗说这些人就是想被别人称为他们是这个律法的教师，但是他们其实自己不知道自己在说什么。
So that's the first characteristic, they puffed up.
这就是我说的第一点，就是他们非常自高自大。
Second thing about them is that they have an unhealthy desire to quibble over meaning of words.
第二个特征就是他们喜欢在细枝末节，就是在那种细枝末节的词语上去狡辩，跟人家争辩言辞。
In other words, they are sickly argumentative.
或者讲就是他们这些几乎是病态的喜欢和别人去争论。
They are unwilling to humble themselves.
他们也不愿意谦卑自己。
They like to split hair.
喜欢这种斤斤计较。
And they really enjoy it.
而且他们就是非常喜欢斤斤计较。
And thirdly, regarding the effects, so we talk about what they teach, what they're like, and now what about the effects. First, effects on the church.
那第三点，我们来看一下这些假教师对对人和他们自己的影响。首先，我们看他们对教会的影响。
This is the corporate aspect of the effects.
这个是从就是教会这个整体上面来看的影响。
So in verse second part of verse 4 to verse 5, is Paul says that they stir up first envy, jealousy.
那我们看出在第四节的开头就能够看出来，这些假教师呢，就是会在辩论中激起别人的这种嫉妒。
That came from their arguments.
这是从他们就是跟别人辩论争论中来的。
And envy is the resentment of what others have.
那这个就是就会导致别人就是就会有这样的一些嫉妒。
This is probably referring to certain special knowledge or insights of scripture.
这个呢会有的时候是因为他们可能有一些对圣经的一些比较特殊的一些经文的认识或者是知识。
And from this disagreement comes dissension.
从这里面就会又导致就是人们就是开始就是往坏处想。
And that leads to slander. That's the next thing that Paul mentioned, slander.
从这种就是比如说大家意见不同就会造成会有其他的人就开始诽谤中伤。
And this is someone saying defamatory, slanderous things to hurt others in order to boost his own image.
这就是通过去毁谤别人来提高自己的形象。
And from slander comes evil suspicions.
然后从这个毁谤就引发这种坏的，就是邪恶的这种妄疑。
Evil suspicions means that people rushing to think the worst of other people.
这种妄疑的意思就是说，你急着就是把别人往最坏的地方想。
And the overall outcome of all this, that's the fifth thing that's being Paul mentioned here, is constant friction.
那所有的这一切最后的结果就是这种无休止的摩擦 和争执。
This kind of constant friction is not like iron sharpening iron so that people can refine each other's character. That's not what Paul is talking about.
这个 地方的这种争竞不是说的这种这个铁磨铁来这个磨出你自己的这个品格，这个不是那个好的那个意思。
This is objects abrasively grinding against each other in a constant destructive manner.
这个就好像两个很硬的东西就是无休止的就是互相摩擦，它带来的就是完全就是这种争竞，是一种破坏性的这种状态。
And finally, in verse 5, Paul describes what these false teachers are like personally speaking to about themselves.
那在第五节里面，最后保罗就是讲了啊，这些人啊，他这个假教是在个人层面他们的状态。
They're depraved in mind. Paul describes them.
写着他们其实是就是心思处于那种就是就是腐败的这种状态。
And that is their minds are in the state of sickness, corruption, and rotting.
因为他们这个头脑的状态就是这种病态的、这种腐败的，或者是这种糜烂的。
They are also deprived of the truth.
而且他们也丧失了真理。
Because they have stripped themselves out of the proper and good Christian belief.
因为他们把自己从那种正确的那种基督教的信仰中剥离了出来。
Because they have replaced it with their relative truths with their arguments.
因为他们用自己的这种一知半解的这种争辩的这种信仰，个人的信仰或者辩论，取代了那个耶稣基督真正的信仰。
So Paul's final description of these false teachers is very telling.
那保罗最后对他们的描述就是一针见血。
Verse 5 there he said, they think that godliness is a means to financial gain.
就是他说的，他们以敬虔为得利的门路。
We're going to explore a whole lot more about that in my next point.
那我们下面我们会在这点上我们会继续挖掘。
But for now, in these verses, Paul has given us, the church, a very serious warning.
那在这刚才读的这几节，保罗就是给教会一个非常严正的警告。
We need to be very vigilant to look out for false teachers and their serious, extremely toxic teaching within the church.
我们要非常警惕那些假教师在教会里面有严重后果的，有甚至带来毒害的这样的教导。
One of the most important things that we have to do is to constantly self-examine ourselves.
那其中有一点就是我们需要持续不断的来省察自己。
We need to constantly self-examine our own attitude.
我们要经常检查自己的态度。
Are we puffed up?
我们自己是不是自高自大？
We need to examine the things that we yearn to learn about our tendency, of our interests.
我们要检查自己喜欢学习的这个喜欢学习的到底是在什么上面感兴趣。
We need to self-examine about our ways of understanding scripture.
我们要省察自己对这个经节的这个理解。
We need to self-examine how we teach others about scripture.
或者是我们如何教导别人。
If we see and detect any hint or leaning toward any different, unsound, unhealthy doctrines that don't bring us to Christ,
如果我们自己发现我们自己有一些不纯正的教导，不会把人带到耶稣基督面前，
we have to take action immediately.
我们那时候就需要立刻采取行动。
One thing that we probably should do is to talk to our elders, talk to our pastors, talk to me.
首先，比如你可以跟长老、跟牧师讲。
Don't be driven into endless, unedifying, even destructive arguments with others that goes nowhere.
不要就是持续的卷入那些也不造就别人、也不好的这样的跟别人的争竞。
And we have to act fast.
我们要很快的采取行动。
You know after the coronavirus pandemic that started 6 years ago, almost six years ago.
那大家如果记得的话，知道的话，就是六年多前，就是自从这个新冠病毒大流行之后。
This time around, when the world hears about the Hanta virus,
那最近就是你又听说有这个汉塔病毒。
People really act fast with quarantine and precaution to prevent it from spreading further.
那这次在听的时候，人们就立刻采取行动，要隔离，要防止病毒传播。
If only the church, us.Would have done the same kind of alertness. We have the same kind of alertness, the same kind of attitude and sensitivity toward false teachers and their toxic teaching.
那如果我们教会也对假教师这样有毒害的这种教导有同样的这种警惕，具备同样程度的这种警惕性，那就好了。
This is the warning for the church.
这个就是也是对教会的一个警告。
Now let's turn to the root motivation of these false teachers.
那我们第二点来看一下这个假教师，他们的根本动机。
Greed has always been a great danger for the church.
那种贪婪，其实它一直是在教会里面，一个很大的危害。
And that absolutely and certainly includes leaders, pastors, and elders.
那贪婪无论是对教会的领袖，长老、牧师，包括。
In the Greco-Roman context, there were many traveling teachers going around different places.
在这个希腊罗马他们的时代，其实是经常有这种这种教师，就是到不同的地方去讲。
And through their teaching, they would charge students fee.
他们各地游历，他们讲的时候呢，就会向学生收费。
And also they would excuse me. And also they would try to gain their own popularity by doing their teaching.
而且在讲的时候，他们自己也会变得越来越受欢迎。
There was a very common practice back then.
这个在当时是一种非常普遍的这种。
And so these false teachers in the early church adopted this mode of operation.
那这种早期教会的这种假教师，他们也用同样的这种手段。
They turned that into the early version of the health and wealth gospel that we have today.
他们就是把这个模式就是变成了就是好像今天你听的这种跟健康啊跟财富啊这样的福音，这个在当时就是他们有这种早期的版本。
Hence we see here Paul says to them godliness is a means to financial gain.
就好像这个地方保罗说的，他们以敬虔为得利的门路。
But Paul in verse 6 says that godliness itself with contentment is great gain.
但是保罗在第六节里面说，他说然而敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了。
The word contentment is used in Greek philosophy that amounts to the idea of complete self-sufficiency.
这个在希腊语里面这个知足的心，其实它就是表示一种完全的自给自足的这样的一个概念。
In Greek philosophy, this is a Stoic idea. If you know that word, women is the different schools of Greek philosophy. The Stoic school believes that this is someone who has no need outside of himself.
对，那你如果熟悉的话，希腊哲学他们有一个流派叫斯多格派，他就认为就是自己知足这个其实就够了，其他的一切都是身外之物。
But this is not the exact idea that what Paul is talking about here.
但保罗想表达的意思跟这个希腊这个还不
Even though he uses this Greek word, but he couples it with godliness.
他虽然是用了这个希腊人的这样的一个词知足的心，但是他是把这个跟敬虔连在一起。
This is about the true faith in Christ and the works that brings forth from that faith.
这个是关于就是你有真实的信仰和这个真实的信仰带出来的这种能力。
So what I'm saying is that Paul is not advocating for self-sufficiency here.
那我想跟大家说的是，保罗强调的并不是好像要让你什么都自给自足。
Rather, he's advocating for Christ's sufficiency.
他其实在强调就是要基督就是就已经够我们。
Sufficiency or contentment in life that's found only in Jesus Christ alone.
这个所谓的这个对生活这样一个自足的心，或者是你自给自足，它是以基督为足的这样一个。
Elsewhere, Paul says in Philippians 4, verse 11 and 13, he says, "I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content. I can do all things through Him who strengthens me."
就好像保罗在腓立比书第四章十一到十三节，他说：“我无论在什么境况都可以知足，这是我已经学会了。我靠着那加给力量的，凡事都能做。”
This what Paul described here is Christ's sufficiency.
那保罗在这儿强调的就是以基督为足。
Then Paul goes on to give us three additional reasons for embracing this teaching that godliness with contentment is great gain.
那保罗继续给我们了讲了三个理由，就是来解释为什么敬虔加上知足的心便是大利了。
The first reason is verse 7 that we brought nothing into the world and we cannot take anything out of it.
那第一点就是他在第七节讲的，他就说我们没有带任何东西来到世上，我们也不能带什么走。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 15, and if you don't know, in the English service, I'm preaching through the book of Ecclesiastes, and just so happened last week, I preach on these verses.
那如果你不知道的话，我恰巧在英文堂一直是在讲传道书，在传道书的第五章里面，我提到过一节跟这个很像。
Ecclesiastes 5:15 says, "As he came from his mother's womb, he shall go again naked as he come, and shall take nothing for his toil that he may carry away in his hand."
那传道书第五章第十五节里面说，他怎样从母胎赤身而来，也必照样赤身而去，他所劳碌得来的，手中分毫不能带去。
In Genesis 3:19, many of us are familiar with, when God said to God then said to Adam, "For you are dust, and to dust you shall return."
那在大家熟悉的创世纪三章十九节里面，这个上帝对亚当说，因为你是尘土，仍要归于尘土。
Let me ask you something.
那我问你一个问题。
You know what a hearse is, right? A hearse.
你。
A hearse. Okay. A hearse is a.
你知不知道就是一个灵车？
灵车 ，Yeah. Cantonese 叫棺材车。
Okay.
Yeah. Have you ever seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul?
你看过有灵车后面还挂着一个搬家用的那种 U-Haul 吗？那种车吗
？No.
没有。
It doesn't happen.
因为不会，没有人会那样做。
With that said, following this logic, the second reason to be content, Paul tells us, would be all the stuff that we get outside of us, since we come with nothing, they're extra, they're bonus.
那第二个理由就是我们来到这个世界之后，所获的所有东西全都是恩典，全都是多给我们的东西。
Anything that we get in life, we have to consider them as extra, bonus, they're blessing from God.
所有我们这个生命中生活中得到的一切，我们都应该视他们为就是神给我们的恩典，本来我们没有，是加给我们的。
No wonder Paul can say in verse 8, if we have food and clothing and whatever is necessary to keep us alive, that's what he means, food and clothing, with these, we would be content.
那就像在第八节里面保罗讲的，只要有衣有食就当知足。
So anything in life that God provides more than what we need to live, to survive, we must, as we are commanded by God, and we are obligated to use whatever we have to glorify God, to serve other people.
那就在就是在这个经节里面，就是我们在生命中所有上帝给我们提供的，超过我们所有的一切的，我们根据教导，我们就是要用它来荣耀上帝。
Paul is going to give us more instruction about how to use our money in verses 17 and 19, which we'll get to in the near future down the road.
那在这章的十七到十九节，保罗会继续教导就是如何使用我们的金钱。那我们就是以后我们会讲到。
But for now, consider this: that we bring nothing into this world, we take nothing away from it, and so anything extra is bonus blessing from God, and we have to use it for God's glory.
那所以你现在就是要注意这点，我们生不带来，死不带去，所以在你生活中加的，你说现在有的一切都是神加给你的恩典，我们用它就是要来荣耀神。
And the third and final reason to be content would be that discontent or greed or an uncontrolled craving for money, for more in life, is Paul says a great loss.
那我们再下面就是在第九节里面那些想要发财或者迷惑在自己这种想发财这种私欲里面，就是保罗在讲的，这其实是一个巨大的一个丧失。
People who are like that are trapped by their own selfish temptation to be rich as they become senseless and plunge themselves into destruction and ruin.
那就是保罗在这里面警告，就是这些想要发财的人陷在迷惑，落在网络里面，落在许多无知的私欲里面，叫人沉在败坏和灭亡中。
They're like in the fable, the dog carrying a juicy steak crossing a bridge over a river.
那我给你举个例子，就好像寓言里面有一只狗，它嘴里面叼着一块就是满有汁水这种牛排在过桥。
As he walked through the bridge, he looked over and saw a reflection of his face with the steak in his mouth.
那他在过桥的时候，他看到水中的倒影，他看到里面也有一只狗叼着一块牛排。
So he thought it was another dog with a bigger steak.
他就觉得是另外一只狗叼着一块更大的牛排。
So he went after the bigger steak.
所以他就去追那个更大的牛排去了。
And plunged himself into the water, and he got none and ruined his own life.
结果他自己就掉到水里面。不仅什么也没得到，而且毁害了自己的性命。
People who are greedy, people who are covetous, their minds can become delusional, senseless, and even harmful to themselves.
就是这样，贪财的人，他们的心思会让他们自己就充满了这种妄想或者无知，甚至是对自己有害。最后。
And by the way, the idea of ruin and destruction in verse 9 points not only to the loss of earthly life here, but also eternal life.
那在第九节里面，这个败坏和灭亡指的不只是你自己肉身的这样的一个生命的丧失，而且是永恒的生命的丧失。
The combination of these two nouns, ruin and destruction, express the idea of eternal punishment under the wrath of Almighty God.
那这个两个词败坏和灭亡这两个组合在一起，指的就是这种在永恒里面受到上帝的这个烈怒。
Next comes Paul's final warning in verse 10.
那在第十章里面是保罗最后的警告。
For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evils.
贪财是万恶之根。
Now, let me be very clear here.
那我想在这儿很清楚地跟大家讲。
Paul here is not condemning riches, being rich or having money.
保罗他不是在谴责富人或者谴责你有金钱。
Nor is he condemning money itself.
他也不是在谴责金钱本身。
As if there's anything inherently wrong or evil with money.
就好像是这个金钱本身好像有什么错一样，不是这样的。
And he's also not saying that money alone is the cause of all evil there is.
他也没有说金钱本身是万恶之根。
Nor is he saying that the love of money is the only cause of all evil.
他也没有说就是贪恋金钱是所有是这个造成恶的唯一的这个原因。
That's what people often think when they read this verse, thinking that money is the root of all evil.
但是有
些 the root of yeah, love of money is root of all evil.
但是很多人就是在看这节的时候，他容易解释成说，好像是贪财是这个所有恶的就是唯一的原因。
This is because this is a proverbial saying.
因为这句它是一个谚语。
Then therefore, it is not meant to be taken as a universal truth.
所以它并不是说这个谚语要被你在任何的情况下变成一个普遍绝对的真理。
It doesn't mean to be, we're not supposed to apply this everywhere, anywhere, all the time.
它的意思，我们并不是要用这节，就是在所有的事情上，任何的环境，任何的时间都应用的。
A proverbial saying by nature must be understood situationally.
那作为谚语，它一般是要放在一个具体的这个环境中去理解。
So Paul is using this proverbial saying in a rhetorical or stylistic sense in order to emphasize that love of money is a radical source of evil.
那保罗在这里面，他是用修辞这样的一个从修辞这种层面就使用这样一个谚语，他就是要强调对金钱的这个爱贪恋是罪恶的一个根本性源头。
The church father, John Chrysostom, the fifth century church father, he's one of the greatest preachers in church history, says this.
那在教会早期在早期有一个很伟大的一个讲道家叫金口约翰。
Yeah, and he says this quote: "Take away the love of money, and you put an end to war, to battle, to enmity, to strife and contention." End quote.
他说除去了对金钱的爱，你便平息了战争，消除了争斗，化解了仇恨，平息了竞争吗？
This is so true in general.
这个你不觉得这个是很正确的吗？
In general.
很多地方他是。
I mean, there are other cases that this is not true because like people conflict because of ethnicity and race.
那有的时候这个可能有特例，比如说有的时候人们并不是因为金钱打仗，可能是因为一些种族或者宗教的原因。
So by now, I hope you see the warning of the love of money not only concerns false teachers.
那我希望大家到现在能够看到关于这个金钱的这个贪财这个警告不只是关乎假教师的。
And it isn't necessary just for those who are rich either.
也不是只是一个对富人的一个警告。
It is a warning to all, to everyone, whether you are rich or poor.
它是对我们每个人，无论你是贫穷还是富有，
Because we are all in danger in falling into the sin or trap of loving money.
因为我们都有可能陷在一个贪财这样一个网络的危险里面。
You see, you can be poor. You have no money, but still love money, and perhaps even love money more.
因为即使是你没什么钱，你有可能爱钱的程度也很深，甚至比那些富人还爱钱。
A lot of people say that, oh, I don't love money.
很多人会说，哦，我不爱钱。
Okay, say you don't love it, but you date it.
你即使是口头上这样说，但是你心里面可能正跟钱约会。
You fantasize about it.
因为你对钱充满幻想。
You romance it.
你对它献殷勤。
You even lose sleep over it.
你甚至就是为了钱彻夜不眠。
I don't know, it sounds a lot like love to me.
我听起来这个就是好像你就是现在爱中就这样的状态。
The bottom line is we are always in danger of wanting to have more than what we already have been given.
这个里面的危险就是我们经常就是不满足自己有的，就经常想要的更多。
In Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 10 says, He who loves money will not be satisfied with money.
传道书第五章第十节他这样说，贪恋银子的不因得银子知足。
For the love of money grows by what it feeds on.
因为你对钱的爱他会为的你这个对他的贪恋越来越大。
One will never have enough.
一个人永远都不会觉得够了。
Many years ago, a servant of the house in England was talking to his, her fellow servant in the kitchen.
就很多年前在英国有这样一个女仆，她在厨房跟她另外一个同伴聊天。
And she said, "Oh, if I only had £5, I would be perfectly content."
她说，哎呀，我如果有五英镑的话，我就是完全满足了。
Her master just so happened heard it as he was near the kitchen door just outside the room.
他的那个主人呢正好就是在离这个厨房不远的这个门口那个地方站着，他就听到了这句话。
And so the master walked in and handed her £5.
那他的主人就进来给了这个女仆五英镑。
The servant thanked him profusely.
那这个女仆对他是千恩万谢。
And then the master left the kitchen.
然后这个主人就离开了厨房。
But he stopped just outside the kitchen door again, just out of the sight of the servant.
但是他就是又这个在厨房外面，就是在这个女仆这个视线之外。
He wanted to hear if there's any further reactions from the servant about, without she knowing it.
他想听一听，就他不想让这个女仆知道，但是他想听一听这个女仆到底有什么反应。
So as soon as the servant thought the master was out of earshot, she complained to the other servant.
那这个女仆一听见自己的主人出去了，听不到声音了，就开始对跟自己的同伴抱怨。
Why on earth didn't I say £10?
她说，我为什么刚才不说是十英镑呢？
We live in a world that is aware, that is well aware of people's tendency toward greed and covetousness.
我们现在住的这个世界，其实就是我们很清楚，就是人们有这种贪婪、这种贪恋的倾向的。
Advertisers, they all know this.
那比如说，那广告商对这点就非常的了解。
And so they would spend an inordinate amount of time tempting to make us even more dissatisfied and discontent with what we already have.
对，这些广告商就会花大量的精力，想办法让我们对我们目前拥有的就是不满足。
Marketers, taking advantage of this, seek to trap us in chronic, perpetual frustration of our discontent.
那种营销人员就是利用这点，让我们就是无穷无尽的对自己不满足。
Just enough that we would spend and spend and spend，
就是让我们手头可支配的钱就是一直的花花花。
Even Christians are frequently drawn into a pattern of excessive debt。
那即使是基督徒来讲，我们有的时候也会进入这种这种状态，导致我们就是产生不必要的债。
Even Christians would come to define our status based on how much money we have in our disposal.
那很多时候我们也会根据自己手头支配多少金钱，好像来确定我们的这个地位。
So verse 10, the end of it says, "It is through this craving that some have wandered away from the faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows and griefs."
就像第十节，保罗在这里讲，有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
Unlike the world, our Lord Jesus Christ offers us something that is completely different.
那与世界不同，我们的救主耶稣基督他彰显的是一个完全不同的方式。
What Jesus offers is himself to be our contentment, to be our treasure.
那耶稣提供的就是他自己要成为我们的满足。
He offers himself to be our joy and our satisfaction.
他自己要成为我们的喜乐，也成为我们的安慰。
For he gave up his heavenly riches, which is uncountable, unfathomable.
因为他把自己在天上本来就是无穷无尽、无法测度这样的一个富足，他自己放弃了。
He came to this world to be a poor man.
他来到世界变成了一个穷人。
And he willingly fell into the traps of evil men of this evil world.
而且他自己自愿的就是落在这个世上恶人设计的这样网罗里面。
And he was pierced and suffered sorrows and griefs and pains, even death, for our sake.
也为我们的缘故被刺，身体被刺透，并且承担了这种 愁苦、这种悲伤、这种痛苦。
So that we may become rich in God's forgiving mercy of our sin.
以至于是说，我们因着神的赦免我们罪过，让我们在这上面，在这个怜悯上面得到富足。
So that we may become rich in God's treasure of eternal life in Christ.
也因此让我们在上帝在基督里赏赐的永成的珍宝成为我们自己的富足。
This kind of richness, no moth or rust can destroy.
那这种富足是不是有任何的虫子，也不是有任何的这种蛾子能咬坏的。
No thieves can steal.
没有贼他能够挖走的这样的财富。
There's no risk, there's no potential failures in it whatsoever.
在里面也没有那种任何的风险，也不没有失败的可能。
This is what Paul's great gain.
这个就是保罗说的这个大利。
Christ is what God has given, already been given us, already been given us.
基督就是上帝赏赐给我们的全部。
The full Christ.
就是完全的这样的一个基督。
With all his heavenly richness.
具备了这个天上所有的财富。
So is he your treasure?
那他是你的珍宝吗？
Remember what Jesus says in Matthew 6:21.
那如果你记得话，在马太福音在第六章二十一节。
For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be.
对，你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
So my final questions to you are.
那我最后给大家的问题是。
Is Christ what you have in your heart?
那在你们心里面，耶稣基督是不是就是你所有的？
Or do you want anything else more in life than what you already have?
那在你生命中，你是否还想拥有比你现在有的一切还要更多的东西？
And if so, I urge you to repent for every one of your covetous desire.
如果你是这样的话，我就请你能够，悔改，能够把所有这些贪恋的私欲，能够因此向神悔改。
Ask God to fill you with the love of Christ.
也求神能够将基督的爱充满你。
And if you have not have Christ in your heart,
如果你心里面还没有基督
，come to Him.
能够求你能够来到他面前。
Give your heart to him, for he has given himself, his life, for sinners like you and me.
将你自己的心给他，就像他为罪人，而死，为罪人所献上自己一样。
As much as this warning of the love of money is to everyone.
那就像我们刚才警告的，就是这个对贪财的这样警告是对所有人的。
The offer of the treasure of Christ is also given to everyone, to all.
那这个因着基督赐予这样的一个在你生命中赐予这样的一个珍宝，其实也同样是给予我们所有人的。
Will you store up this eternal treasure in your heart today?
你愿意不愿意把这样一个永恒的珍宝就储藏在你自己心里？
Let's pray together.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh, our Lord, our Savior.
我们的主，我们自己的救主。
We're so thankful for you have given us your Son Jesus to be our satisfaction and joy in life.
我们感谢将你自己的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们，成为我们自己的满足和喜乐。
And we pray that Lord, you will convict us of our sin to know that we have coveted other things in life.
主，我们求你继续替我们恳求，也知道我们由于我们自己的贪婪，我们曾经贪婪各种各样财物。
We have put other things before you.
我们甚至把一些事情放在了你之前。
And sinned against you.
而且是严重的得罪了你。
And so we pray that the Lord you will forgive us and lead us to repentance.
我们就祷告求主能够饶恕我们也帮助我们悔改。
Fill us with the love of Christ.
让我们心里面充满了对耶稣基督的爱。
So that we will find joy and satisfaction in Him forever.
以至于我们能够在他里面体会到满足和喜乐。
In His name we pray.
奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.